Please be seated. Are you ready? This week, I've been on a course learning about something called godly play. Godly play is about spiritual formation for children. And it's about stories, telling stories, inhabiting stories, reflecting on stories. The key role for those leading the sessions are those of the doorkeeper and the storyteller. And at the threshold of each space is a doorkeeper, who greets each person as they come in, just as you were greeted today as you came into church. But in godly play, there is a difference. The doorkeeper greets you, welcomes you, and then asks, "Are you ready? Are you ready?" It's a real question, and you can give a real answer because no one is compelled to come in. The doorkeeper asks, "Are you ready?" About this time last year, Sam and I spent a Saturday evening with our friends in Kent. And we decided to travel back to Saffron Walden early on Sunday morning. Unfortunately for us, that happened to be the Sunday morning when it snowed a lot. It took us 3 hours to get to church. And we arrived late during the gospel reading. And when we finally snuck in and sat down, my mind was still elsewhere, still on Windmill Hill and the very scary driving that had taken place there. I wasn't ready to hear the sermon. I wasn't ready to pray. I wasn't ready to offer myself to God. And there have been other times since, less dramatic times, when if I had been asked the question, "Are you ready?" at the door, I might have had to say, "No, I'm not ready." John the Baptist is like the doorkeeper. He comes to prepare us to welcome Christ. Are you ready? In our gospel reading, John the Baptist is ready himself. He is ready to receive the word of God that comes to him in the desert. And he is ready to be changed by these words that he has come to believe and is now driven to proclaim. He's ready to be changed, to go to the lost, to mix with the dregs of society, the tax collectors, the Roman soldiers, the out-and-out sinners. And he's ready to give them the opportunity to be changed by the word of God. And as he does this, the word of God takes on new meaning. Isaiah's old words, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight," are read anew. These words describe every barrier being torn down in order that all people can be saved, can be healed, can be made whole. Nothing in all creation can prevent this good news from breaking out. The mountains and hills are made low. The crooked road is made smooth. The valleys are filled. This is poetry, to describe that nothing can stop this salvation from breaking in upon the world. The barriers are broken down. John the Baptist is like the doorkeeper, asking us if we are ready to welcome this salvation that Christ offers us. And we remember John particularly in this Advent season as we prepare ourselves to meet Christ afresh. In a godly play session, when someone says to the doorkeeper, "I'm not ready," they might be asked a second question. What do you need to help you get ready? What do you need to help you get ready? In Advent, we reflect on any barriers in our lives that prevent us from being unable to welcome Christ, because there are so many things that can make us unready. For those who heard John the Baptist's words, their way of getting ready was through baptism, an outward sign of an inward commitment, turning away from sin and turning to God. Our baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is not something isolated to an event long ago. Our baptismal vows are lived out each day. We pray we are daily renewed by God's Spirit to help us submit to Christ as Saviour and as Lord. And as we come to Christ, we learn to surrender. In this difficult and painful process, we learn to surrender our agendas and meet with God on God's terms, not our terms. And through this, we see that barriers are broken down. Barriers that prevent us from seeing and living in God's grace. The barriers in our minds are broken down. The ideas we have that life should be like this. The ideas of what we deserve. The ideas of our plan for our lives. These ideas are broken down as we learn what it means to be conformed to Christ and walk in step with His Spirit. The barriers between one another are broken down. The people we struggle to love, don't want to forgive, can't bring ourselves to pray for. These barriers are broken down as we learn about Christ's grace being for all people. And the barriers between us and the poor are broken down. The people we have unwittingly exploited in our choice of clothes or food or holidays. The injustices that we have let slide. The people we ignore because they are too difficult for us. These barriers are broken down. as we realize that Christ is present in the most vulnerable. And the barriers between us and God's creation are broken down. The ways that we have not taken personal responsibility for how our lives impact on the environment. As we realize that Christ calls us to be stewards of the earth, not its destroyers. And as these barriers are broken down, so our lives change as we live out what it means to be saved, what it means to be healed, what it means to be made whole by God. Are you ready? Today, as you come forward to the altar, ask God for what you need to get ready to receive Christ and his amazing love that breaks down all barriers. What do you need to get ready today?